This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. One of the most important things in our lives is to really get a realistic perspective on our lives and what's going on. You know, so often when you're having problems in relationships or even problems in your own inner life, it can be so helpful to talk to a counselor, someone who sees things from an outside perspective, whose perspective has not really been warped and changed by the circumstances that you've been in that really are affecting you deeply. And often that perspective of the counselor just sheds a whole new light on your situation, on your relationship, on the conflict that you're experiencing, doesn't it? Well, one of the things that we need the most is to get a clear perspective on our spiritual condition. That's why we come to the Bible every morning and we read a little bit of it and see what God has to say about our lives. His perspective so often clears things up and helps us see a way forward. I want to read to you a verse today from the book of Revelation in chapter 3 and in verse 17. It says this, "For you say, I'm rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked." And God says, "I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see." So often in our lives, we gloss over our real, deep inner needs with a layer of fun or activity that hides the real void deep down inside. I just want to encourage you this morning to just stop and take a look into the void. Every one of us has an area of discontent in our lives. I know this because God has made us for himself. And until he is at the center of our lives, things are not right. And we have this sense in our lives that God has put there, "I know something's not right. I know something is missing. And I feel an emptiness in an area of my life." Well, when we feel that emptiness, we try to fill it with something, right? You don't want to leave it there. You might get totally caught up with video games, thinking, okay, oh yeah, this is fun, and thinking that fun is the answer to that emptiness. But it's really not, is it? And sometimes we think, okay, I've got to roll down the road of success, and we get success in our business or success in a sporting field, and it still doesn't fill up that void in our lives. We think, okay, then it's in relationships. And so we pursue relationships with people in our lives. And sure, they can be awesome and great, but still they don't meet that deepest need in our lives. And I'm here to tell you that deepest need can only be met by one thing. And that thing is a person, the person of Jesus Christ, who opens the way to a relationship with himself and God the Father and the Holy Spirit. And that is what meets the deep need of your life. I know this because I've been down this road. I was trying with relationship after relationship to meet this need of love that I felt in my inner life, and nothing I did would meet that need. I didn't have good relationships because I was just trying to get love out of all those relationships. When I encountered the living Jesus Christ and came into a right relationship with him, his love poured into my life. My love needs were met. The void was gone, and I was able to start loving other people, and that completely changed my life. God wants you to get past this surface thing of, "I'm fine, I don't need God," and recognize he is the thing you need in your life. And there's a barrier between you and him, and that is the guilt of your life. but that can be removed because Jesus died on the cross having no guilt of his own, so that he could take the barrier that was between you and God. And if you simply come to God and say, I need that forgiveness that Jesus bought for me, I receive it as a gift from you. That's what your grace is about. And I invite you to come into my life and make it what you want it to be. That's when the void disappears and God becomes so real to you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.